Chris Bach Sports Show, Mid-Michigan Matters mashup. Chris Bachman catching up with Terry Hesbrook once again to talk B4 Foundation. And let's just start off. You kind of had some big things going on lately, Terry. Kind of talk a little bit about what's been going on with B4 Foundation.
Well, we've had the opportunity to go around and share Brady's story at, I believe, at 20 different high schools to date. We have spoken. We've been keeping track of the approximate number of students that have attended each one of these sessions. We've been able to share Brady's story to over 7,000 high school students. And so we're really, really excited about that. Had a huge fundraiser. The CMU Greek Society contacted us about, you know, selecting the B4 Foundation as their charity that they wanted to donate to this year. And I wasn't exactly sure what all that was going to entail, you know, and so yeah. I was very happy and pleased and got a chance to go up and speak to, I think, 650 people, you know, in the auditorium there, Plaque Auditorium at CMU's campus. And what an honor that was to share Brady's story with so many. And then the amount of money that they raised, you know, they really blew it out of the water. Yeah. That's for sure.
Talk a little bit about it. Yeah, well, give them some love.
They raised over $35,000 for the B4 Foundation, which is just an astronomical number. And I got a phone call, I think, the night before that we were going to go up for the fundraiser. And this person wants to remain anonymous. His wife is a CMU Chippewa. And he informed me that any money that the CMU Chippewas raised that was going to be donated to the B4 Foundation, he would match the first $25,000 raised. So Chris, that put that fundraiser that, you know, the Greek Society put on for us at over $60,000. Which is just an unbelievable number, really humbling and overwhelming.
You know, and all those people out there, there's so many. You know, I had a friend who helped me get started in college or whatever, and she didn't, you know, necessarily care if I shared her story or anything like that. And, you know, and I try to as much as I can now. And it's when people do stuff anonymously, you know, it just... it just kind of tells you about the people they are and the people that we have in this area, I will say, you know, that are doing stuff like that for the B4 Foundation. And to actually back up a little bit, and I almost don't want to make you tell the story again, but, you know, I guess there are still some people out there who probably don't know exactly what B4 Foundation is. So kind of talk a little bit about that, Terry, if you don't mind.
January 27th of 2023, our 20-year-old son, Brady, took his own life. He made a decision to take his own life at our home here in Ithaca. What we have done since his passing was we founded the B4 Foundation. You know, a lot of us called him B. And, of course, in high school, he wore the jersey number 4. And so we started the foundation to try and share a message with everyone that, you know, and you've probably heard this 1,000 times, that it's not okay, or it is okay to be, yep, you know, to not be okay. And that's normal. What we were trying to push is that we want you to speak up. You have to come forward. You have to tell somebody. You know, there's professional counseling, there's medication, there's meditation, you know, there's all different types of avenues that can help people manage whatever it is they're going through. And when I talk with young people, you know, I think the problem, one of the big issues I see with young people is they see what they're going through in their high school careers is their whole life. And they don't understand those 4 years is such a small sliver of their life. You know, I've been out of high school for 40 years now. And, you know, I mean, there's so many great memories and great experiences. And I try and talk to the young people and tell them, you know, things are going to get better. You might have a bad week or a bad month or maybe even a bad semester, you know, and if you are and you're struggling, then talk to somebody and let somebody know that you're struggling. There's help available. And that's really the message from the B4 Foundation, that before you hurt yourself, before you hurt those that, you know, that love you, to reach out.
Kids are dealing with so much more than you and I were. Absolutely. When you go back to the high school days. And I remember Jay Gross, goodness gracious, he let me talk to his class once upon a time. That was a scary thing for him to do. And I remember it was kind of putting me, I think I walked in during a speech class and he was like, well, you walked in, man, you gotta, and I think I told him it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? There's so many things that you think are a big deal when you're in high school. And in the long run of life, when you start getting that perspective from other experiences and stuff like that, you look back, you say, why was I so upset about that? Or why did I make that such a big, you know, a big deal? But he said, it's all about, you know, speaking out before. And, you know, on the other end of that, you know, when somebody calls you, you know, out of the blue, you might have to pry a little bit. You know right. What I mean? They just might be calling. And it can be something so, so simple. You know, I got my old buddy Gursky from high school has kind of moved back. And so we've picked up the Super Nintendo again. Okay. You know okay. What I mean? And yep. It's what, like, invite a friend over to play some Nintendo games or something like that. And that can just be a big difference. It can be.
Chris, that's actually one of the things that we stress when I speak to people is, you know, reach out to people around you. Maybe it's somebody that's moved away. Maybe it's a brother or sister that's went to college. But if we just check in on somebody every day, most of us can send a text in probably under 10 seconds. You know, we're not asking about a huge time commitment. But I think then when somebody does respond, hey, and you hear a lot of great things. I got 32 years of rosters of kids that I can contact, right? And say, hey, how you doing? And I try and do that. I don't get to it every day, but I try to. If that message comes back that, hey, I'm hurting, or something's going on, well, then you have a little more time commitment and you may have to talk to them a little bit longer and you may have to contact, you know, somebody that knows them or that loves them or that is near them. And that's really our message from the Before Foundation is we want to help people.
You're the AD here. Let's put a little spin on some positives of high school sports. You talked about that 32 years of rosters. All those guys can be there for each other as well, too.
Absolutely.
So much of it is about that stigma. You know, like I said, it's okay to not be okay, and it's about reaching out. And so, you know, whenever I'm talking with Annie Sanders at United Way, there's that 211 that people can reach. You know, even if there's not somebody you feel comfortable calling, you can call 211 Gratiot and Isabella County, and they will direct you to the resource that you need, whether that's counseling or maybe food assistance or something like that. Nobody has to struggle alone. I'm sure that's right. Something you talk about very often.
It absolutely is. We just want people to know that they're not alone. We want them to know. I'm ashamed to say that my son didn't know there was help available, you know, and didn't access that help. And that's definitely a source of a great deal of pain for me and our family that, you know, I have a master's degree in administration. My wife has her bachelor's degree. She's taught for 30 years. You know, we've been at this for a long time, and to stand before you or sit here and talk with you and admit that our son maybe didn't know.
You know, my parents and I went through the kit and caboodle when I was a teen. You know, hey, well, your son was starring in football. I was breaking into houses to make you. And my dad's a pastor. Right, you know what I mean? It's right. Like I said, you never know, because kids, they're very smart. They can they're very brave. They can put on a shell. But you know,
and that's what Brady did. He wore a mask. He wore a mask every day to hide that pain and that anxiety. You know, I can't imagine what he was suffering through to think that that was the best option. Now my wife and I are the ones that get up every day. I mean, now we're the ones wearing the mask and we're hiding our pain. There's a great deal of irony involved there.
I commend you so much for doing this. You know, that's when some people ask me, you know, about the B4 Foundation, you know, I tell people about it. And then I says, you know, and that family is up there. You know, you guys are talking about the worst moment in your life to better other people. You know, so talking about the anonymous people, what you guys are doing, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I got my shades on, so, you know, it'd be
you. Gotcha.
It's just what you guys are doing is incredible, man.
You mentioned the stigma, and, you know, we were told that right away, that, you know, are you going to tell people what happened to your son? Yeah, we're going to tell everybody what happened. And I was cautioned. You realize there's a lot of embarrassment and shame, and there's a stigma attached to the term suicide. And I said, you know what? That's the whole damn problem. That's the whole problem. If there wasn't that shame and embarrassment and that stigma, my son might still be here with me and we could be telling a success story. But he was afraid to come to dad, to me, maybe. Or he was afraid of what his girlfriend might think or what his basketball coach, Mr. Thompson, might think. You know, and because of that fear, and maybe that's what led, you know.
Think about how brave and the fortitude your son had and what he did despite going through those things. He was an all-state athlete. And so, you know,
it's hard because he must have been, you know, at such a comfort level on the field. And I remember Jeff Olson from Ishpeming talking about that, his son Daniel.
Do it for Daniel. People, go check that out as well, too. Yeah.
And, you know, I remember Jeff telling me Daniel was at peace when he was on the field. And I think that's where Brady, you know, because he maybe had felt like he had control, you know, in a small way. And a lot of the rest of his life, obviously, was not under control.
Now, who's helping you? Who do you got to give some love to for the B4 Foundation?
Oh,
because the way you guys are growing, the way you guys are impacting lives as an organization that is so young, you know, it reminds me a little bit of, you know, the Angel Wings Fund with, you know, Damon and Keisha Brown is like, all right, let's start this thing. And boom, all right, here it
kind
is.
Of blew
you know?
Up.
Yeah.
And it scares me a little bit. I want to talk about that. It scares me a little bit how popular it is. And I don't think it's popular because of me or Brady or anything. It's popular because people see Brady in themselves, or maybe a parent sees Brady in their son or daughter, or maybe in themselves. But we have so many people. You know, we've formed a board of directors or whatever, for lack of better terms. Brady's girlfriend, Allie, you know, has played a big role. Our daughter, Kelsey. Of course, Logan's involved. My wife, Christy. Brother, Todd. Allie's parents, Chad and Natasha. They're stepping up huge. You know, my brother-in-law, Rob, my brother-in-law, Steve, and you know, they've it's kind of a family board that's been put together, but I get so much help, you know, in this stuff. And then here at school, I'd be remiss if I didn't say Ithaca Public Schools, Steve Netzley, our superintendent, Jim Thompson, our high school principal. You know, they allow me the opportunity to travel around and speak to these people because they feel the message is important. Sometimes, you know, Mr. Nestle, when I went to him right away, he's like, you know, your message is important. He said, but don't be gone all the time. And I was like, well, obviously I'm not going to abuse it, you know, but so thankful that the Ithaca Public Schools, you know, allows us the opportunity to travel around and share Brady's story and maybe help somebody, you know. And I hope I didn't forget anybody on the board, my sister-in-law, Tammy. And, you know, there's so many people. We have my neighbor owns a T-shirt shop, another friend that's a lawyer. And, you know, there's so many people that, the T-shirt itself was designed, you know, by a guy that does graphic design and, you know, by Allie's brother. And, you know, I mean, it's just so many things fell into place and I have so much help and the tremendous support from my coaching staff around here that when we went to Mount Pleasant, five or six of them wanted to go because they hadn't heard me share the Brady's presentation and five, six of them jumped in the van with us and you know, we headed up and it's so nice to have that support, that's for sure.
Let's talk a little sports at Ithaca, I guess, here. You know, this is kind of Spock.
A little lighter, yeah, a little Spock, lighter
yeah,
topic.
Spock sports show and whatnot. And, you know, Jim Lottie's another guy. Who I'm sure he's, you know, you've talked with him a few times about this as well. He does a great job putting out stories. I was talking about the Ithaca softball team, so talk a little bit about that.
Well, our softball program has really taken off. You know, we've got a teacher on staff here, Shelby Shankel, who's taken over. I believe this is her third year. Really got some really talented young ladies on the team. They really are. They're fun to watch. They're doing a really nice job of playing. It started off a little bit rough, you know, but part of that was we're playing very good competition. And now I think they've won 9 or 10 games in a row, and they haven't given up very many runs. I know last night Ivy Davenport hit 20 strikeouts in a 7-inning game.
Wow.
And, you know, so
for people who don't know, that's 21, you know, there's right. 21 outs. And, yeah, just a
seven-inning game.
There,
seven-inning game. She got 20 strikeouts, and I think that's going to put her in the MHSA, you know, record books. And another young lady, coach's daughter, actually, Emily Shankel, went back-to-back consecutive at-bats home runs, you know. And so, I mean, they've just been able to put together, and they're young. They got a nice group of young kids that'll be coming.
I imagine Division III, you know, it's like I was just talking with Coach Loonsfoot. They're Division II this year. You know, it's kind of been going back and forth with them. But you think about the softball in this area from you guys. Go up to Shepherd. They've got a young team again. Go on over to Sacred Heart, to Beale City, to Mount Pleasant. Like, it's pretty darn.
Off.
And
really,
baseball,
sports,
too, in this area.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Our sports in this area, you know, the cross-country track numbers are
oh, my
just,
goodness. Yeah.
You know, you take a look at what has happened to, you know, if you placed 15 years ago in a meet, you know, you may not even be in the top 10 now.
my cousin is getting married, and I was able to meet his fiance this past weekend, and she was in Shepherd for a track meet.
Yeah.
And I says, probably unlike any track meet you've ever seen. Yep. And she was like, I could not believe the atmosphere and the energy, you know, da, 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 da. And I says, yeah, the guy down there with that red afro has been doing it for a long time and just does, you know, great job.
Jerry
Hamill, you know, and Wyatt LeClaire and Cahoon and the crew there, like I said, they just do such a great job. But yeah, sports in this area is so good, and I'm going to give some credit to Lance Manny and the crew at Real Basketball. The way basketball's kind of taken off in this area, too, I think that travel ball's got something to do with it. And, man, let's go back to football season. One game away from that dream matchup for this guy of Beale City and Ithaca in the state semifinals. But you and I were texting, that Ubley team was really
they were the real deal.
Good, man.
They were the real deal. They were very, very good at what they did, and they had a great game plan against us, and I'm sure against Beale as well, and congratulations to them.
Yeah, Beale had him 6 or 7 times, fourth down and short, and Gildy made a play after a gain of yard or two, but it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and they stuck with it, and it, you know, it paid off for them in the end, and they ended up winning that state championship. And are you guys going to be back in Division 7 this next year?
Yes, we are. We're back in 7. Yep. So that's I missed that opportunity, but yeah, we're back in 7, which is where we belong. You know what I mean? No offense to anything, but that's where we belong probably.
Well, I'm sure you caught some guff from people in Division 8 last year.
Yeah, like we get the pick. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not like I get to pick, you know, what division we're going to be in.
Yeah, you're not MCC. What did I, you know?
oh,
said it. I just agreed with you.
But for people, go back to B4 Foundation here. If people want to get involved, how do they go about doing so? If somebody's at a school, they want to hear you share this story. Can I kind of tell people how they could go about getting hold of you guys?
They can reach me here at Ithaca High School. We have the B4Foundation.org is our website. We're on social media. We're all over social media with Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, but I'm sharing stuff on the Spock Sports. Not quite enough, but I got Joe Walters on there now as well, so he's probably going to help me start sharing a little bit more stuff, because you're probably not like you. I'm just not a super big social media guy. Like, I do it for the radio station. I want to put the games and the podcasts up there, but the sharing stuff, I need to get a little bit more on that.
I got to give credit to Allie Walden. She's my social media person, and she helps a lot with this stuff, and I don't know how to do things.
And you know what? I will say she does a great job with it. What's it like when you see two schools that are getting ready to battle it out on the floor, but before the game or after the game, they take the time to put on the shirts?
It's humbling. It's really humbling, and it's greatly appreciated. Community school, schools in this area across the state think enough of what we're doing with the foundation. We're really, really close to announcing a huge partnership. Hoping to have it out maybe still this spring with the MHSA.
Okay.
And so
let your boy know we'll get together with Kimberly or Joe, Mark.
Yeah, I've met with them a couple times, and it's just one of the things. They're busy with everything they're trying to do, but we'd like to roll this B4 Foundation out to schools.
We can get them on the horn right here with this podcast. Are you telling them if we get Spock involved, I could bring this down there and get you hooked up or something like that to do something to get out to the people. So that's great. I think that's an awesome thing. And something you made me think of, every one of those kids who puts a shirt on, is that less likely to have those thoughts? They're going to know that it's okay to speak up. And so I think, is it just a shirt? No, it's so much more than that,
There's a sense of pride when I see them, because we host a track meet or a basketball game or whatever it is. Kids come in wearing stuff in their school colors, the B4 Foundation in their school colors, which thank you very much. And then it's such a source of pain also at the same time. What a double-edged sword that this foundation even exists, and that, there was, any way we could have Brady here and we could be telling a success story and traveling around and telling people how you can overcome, the anxiety and the poor mental health and the depression and those type of things that so many are suffering from.
Yeah, but Terry, thank you so much for sharing the story. You're saving lives, man. I'm just going to, put it as simple as that. And said one more time, people want to find the website. What is it?
The B4Foundation.org.
All right, Terry, thanks so much for joining me, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you've got legal questions and you don't know what to do, my attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Hi, this is Joe Barbary. Here's a motor vehicle accident tip. If you've been injured in an auto accident, you don't have to go to Detroit to get the best legal team to represent you. Myself and my staff have been doing auto accidents in the Central Michigan area for over 30 years. Most people I know don't want to drive 150 miles to meet with somebody that they've never met before. If you retain us at Barbary Law, you'll meet with an attorney face-to-face, and you'll be minutes away from doing so. So keep that in mind. If you're injured or, God forbid, a loved one is injured or killed in a motor vehicle accident, contact Barbary Law and we'll take care of you.
My attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Mid-Michigan Matters. While you're here, feel free to browse earlier episodes or other podcast programs on our platform. Listen to what you will and spread the word. Thanks again for listening.